What's up, boys and girls? Welcome. It is TMI Tuesday. I am your girl, the Guru Warrior. How you doing? Now, a lot of you don't know about TMI Tuesday because I haven't done it in a long time. And I know you know what TMI stands for. It stands for too much information. And that's what I have. Too much information, but not enough. See, sometimes you need to disconnect yourself in order to reconnect with yourself. You can only understand disconnecting when the life that you choose has dragged you so long that you need to put yourself back together. Hence, reconnect and learn to love yourself. I am the Guru Warrior. Tonight's show is about a whole bunch of different things. I got some music to play for you. I'm gonna be doing not shout outs. I'm gonna be doing scream outs. Yeah. Cause it's been an interesting week for me so far on Twitter, making new friends, podcasters, you know, finding out some information and all kinds of stuff. I'm going to tell you about lupus. I'm going to tell you one of the reasons why I have not been able to speak to you in a few days and why I had to do motherfucking Friday on a Saturday and all kinds of shit. So hang in there. I'll be right the fuck back. Peace. I'm out. Don't forget, Background Beats brought to you by Beast on the Beats. And if you are a rapper, please go and check it out. On Instagram, she has a contest where she has a beat that she's created called Getaway, right? And she wants you to go to SoundCloud, right? And record yourself spitting your hottest 16 to her song. And the one she chooses gets the opportunity of a lifetime. So all you people who are, you know, bringing your music to me, check it out. See if you can do it. Especially those of you who live in the greater New York City area. Because you're going to get some real special treatment. Trust me on that one. It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior, once again saying peace. And I'll be right back. Beast, B-E-A-A-S-T on the beat. And my background music is also brought to you by her, too. That's why my show is so funky. Peace. Sounded like pigs in space. It's your girl, the Guru. I'm out.
Yeah. I walked up on him and he laid down. Told him that was years ago, he's safe now. I heard you don't take your kids to the playground because of something I said back in 08. How foul you must think I am to still hold a grudge like that, even though I was facing numbers like a running back. Because of that, I'ma have to beat you on principle. You snitched on my fam in addition to the fact that
I got my bread up cause I was fed up. I told my homie hold it down and keep your head up and never let up. I never said what, I throw the money in the air, wake the dead up. I got my bread up cause I was fed up. I told my homie hold it down and keep your head up and never let up. I never said what, I throw the money in the air, wake the dead up.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome back. I'm not gonna inundate you with too much music today, but I do want to talk about something. All right, and this is for other podcasters. A question came up, I think it was by oh my god, I don't even remember the name of these people, man, but they're all about, you know, helping you promote the shit out of yourself. You're like, wait a minute, no, pod people, right? The name of the group is called Pod People, right? And they let you promote the shit out of yourself, talk about yourself. They do all kinds of things. They play funny games and stuff like that. So I really appreciate them. So I'm going to give them a scream out. Pod people, what's up? Thank you for listening to the Guru Warrior Show. And if you haven't checked out Pod People, go check out Pod People. They help you promote the snot out of yourself, which is pretty cool. So anyway, one of the questions that they asked, it was either them or CastBox or something, is how do you feel about the saturation of already famous people getting into podcasting? For me, I had like a split personality answer, and this shit was on Twitter, and I'm like, oh my god, I cannot even come up. I got so much to say about this. So I said, you know what, fuck it, just go to my show and we'll talk about it there. So here I am, I'm talking about it, okay? On one hand, I'm like, go for it, you know? You want people to see, you know, the real you, that's cool with me, but, you know, people already have an idea of who you are from, like, your acting career or your singing career. And my thing is, why would you take away from that image? You know, people already have a fantasy built up in their head about who the fuck they think you are. So then you come up and you're like, hi, hello, how you doing? I'm just a regular Joe, just like you. And then your shit is majorly boring. And I'm like, oh my god. Okay. And then on the other hand, you've got like major sponsors like Toyota and Chevrolet and Netflix and shit like that. And I'm like, this is so unfucking fair. It's not even real. Meanwhile, I'm getting 0.1 cent. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to ask for sponsors because I'd rather do it for free than be put down and receive 0.1 cent for shit that I worked very hard to put together. So fuck that. Okay. And then on the other side of my brain goes, well, oh shit, well, can you imagine this? Will the orange one start podcasting like he does on Twitter and shit? That would be some major shit right there. He'd be giving away government secrets and shit. I hate that green motherfucker, and he's just a terrible guy. Terrible guy. But seriously, this forces people like myself to lose listeners and go further underground. And truthfully, I like being underground because I really don't give a fuck about my image. I just want to get my point across. Help you realize that you have blessings in abundance that you don't even realize that you have. I want to put a smile on your face and make you think like, oh shit, I can't believe she just said that. Okay, so big scream out to pod people who brought this question to my mind this week. Thank you so very much. Once again, I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior. Stay tuned for some music. I'll be right the fuck back. Peace!
If you're not happy, you can leave. Sadly, the American dream is dead. Dream is dead. Dream is dead.
It's the land of milk and honey with blood, kids, still dirty politics and money.
Dead.
Now they telling me to bounce, mad niggas still in cell. Now they selling by the ounce. Dead.
At night I fall asleep watching TV. I'm dreaming. Ancient aliens got me thinking of the beings. What? Might be seeing the way mankind is crazy. Oh. Just yesterday a white nationalist shot a baby. The president's a monster. And the country ran like Contra. The violence and the hate makes America great. Wait, I contemplate moving with my whole family to a better place where the land is understanding me. This is not a fantasy like football or baseball. You're living in the country where the law enforcement hates y'all. And it's okay to spray y'all, waste y'all like time slime. I seen another black nigga killed right on my timeline. Blind folks like I'm fine, they don't know why I'm crying. Remind me of the high crime rate that's on my side. Damn, a brother died and no one cried. And when I spoke about it, the devil said I lied.
Damn, ain't this the land of the free? You stole
dream.
The damn election that you tell
dream
us both to
is
lead.
Dead.
So we the pledge of allegiance. With the
dream
is kid, I be
dream is dead.
It's the land of milk and honey with blood.
Dream
dirty politics
is
money.
Dead.
Now they telling me to bounce mad niggas to themselves. Now they sell
dream
it by the
is
ounce.
Dead. Sadly, the American dream is dead. Sadly, the American dream is dead.
You want to take a picture with me?
A disgrace to the world.
Let's just do it and be done, okay?
Yeah. Lively Stone. Yup. You already know.
Florida, we in here.
Avatar on the beat.
7 days. I've been praying all week. These niggas is hoes, refer to him as Mystique. That nigga faking, he ain't really about what he preach. I ain't talking dope, but he be fiending for that deep. I'ma be honest, trying to come for me, you got a better chance of pronouncing the last name of Giannis. I'm a champion like Udonis, with the heater, with the Gators. You can catch me with my brothers, going up like elevators. Sayonara, see you later, or maybe I won't. I ride by in a chariot instead of a ghost. Went hard for the Lord, just said I'm doing the most. Kept it real with my nation, not just trying to boast. Revelation 3 and 9, but you don't hear me though. This world's sick, but we the ones with the antidote. Running plays with the scriptures, call it give and go. Real scholars, every verse is an honor roll. Gotta be a Jew to understand these parables. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is who I do it for. Salvation, if you ask me what it's hitting for. I'm storing riches in the place that you don't even know. All state with the hands, they for whoever, bro. If you a troll, I'm that big bad Billy Goat. You good at playing games, Jason Tatum. I'm good at switching lanes on lanes, Jason Statham. Tall, dark, and handsome, I think that's why they hate him. Got game like Atari, bro, but you can never play him. Write songs and I fight good, the same tribe as David. Got anger like I'm Levi, but no, I am not Haitian. Slay beats like I'm Simeon, the boy ain't got no patience. If you play with my family, then your life I will be taking. Paper chasing, gotta keep that scroll on me. Keep a verse for any demon trying to roll on me. These niggas think they ballin', but the price was your soul, homie. This world wicked, but the Lord'll never leave you lonely. Place kicker, The kingdom is the goal, homie. We sounding alarms, and this is not no drill. Woded, got all the diamonds in the world, but you still blind. With that 2020 vision, you can't see it's time. Look at your brothers and your sisters, how they all dying. Come in the truth, cause it's morphin' time. You doing wrong like pork rind. Not long, it's a short time. You led astray cause your leader's blind. They couched down like a old line and left you hanging like a clothesline. Ain't nothing changed but the chain. You see the hate still remain. You can see it in they pressing in they clothing line. You know the saying, if I'm lying, I'm flying. And if you know me, I don't play around. I detoured, I was hellbound. They say I am harder than vibranium. These demons, I be slaying them. You pump fake, I be tanning them. Get my power from praising them. That's my keynote, you play with them. Got a legion, he bringing them. Ain't no stopping them, swaying them. He just chopping for laying them. Bye.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. Of course, I mean, you clicked here. Where did you think you were? Cleveland? No, baby. You are across the way on the Hudson River in Jersey City. That's right. And right across the way, I can actually see the 9/11 lights shining brightly. And it's still, to this day, even though it's 2019, kicks me in my chest when I see those lights and think of all the shit that we went through to make it here that day. You know, that just makes you take a second look at freedom. You know, is freedom really free? I ask this question all the time, and I never quite come to an answer because it's, what is the word I'm looking for? It's a rhetorical question. It can't be answered. Anyway, thanks to that motor mouth orange dude, Twitter gave us some more characters to work with. However, I need to let you hear my full explanation on this next shit, okay? Now, CastBox, okay? Big scream out to CastBox because they too like to help you promote yourself. And my show can be listened to on CastBox as well. So ladies and gentlemen, you just don't have to listen to me on Spotify. You can listen to me anywhere. All you gotta do is hashtag me and you will find me on every single platform I'm on all around the world, okay? Seriously, this is what I love, okay? So, you know, CastBox asked me to describe my show without using the letter E. I was like, whoa, I couldn't do it. Even though I had a million characters, every single word I had for myself came up with an E. So I wrote no fucks given, F-U-X. I wrote a few things. I was like, I don't know. I'm a spiritual gangstress. No, I'm a spiritual gangster. No, I'm a militant motherfucking bitch. No, I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't. So please do go to CastBox and check out my answer because I forgot to write it down. Anyway, you know, I wanted to get back to the explanation about, you know, famous people podcasting, you know, and one of the reasons why I couldn't give my full explanation, well, part of my full explanation is just like this. You know, you're famous and that's cool and everything, but your shit's gonna make my shit turn into what they're doing right now in the rap industry, making everything sound the same. Even in the R&B industry, in the indie music industry, if you're on YouTube all the time looking for new and interesting shit to watch, there's tons of indie people out there who have professional videographers making them some seriously cool videos, because you could do anything. You don't have to have $20,000 $20 million budget and shit, or Khalid in the background screaming your name, you know, or she the best, you know, DJ Khalid, you know, you don't have to have that. You just have to have some fucking talent and some guts to do whatever you want. And that is what I love about indie music and indie videographers and indie anything. I started out appreciating indie stuff from two dudes here in New York City when I was in my 20s. It was a college radio station. They like to call themselves Stretch and Bobbito Show. Sometimes I would listen to another show called Pirate Radio. And let me tell you, that was really when, you know, we got to get all talent in one room, and they would do what is called a cypher, right? And then the cypher is like six and seven dudes putting each other down, or females talking about your hair or your mother's so fat and all that shit. That's called a cypher. It's a rap battle. You know, I miss those days, okay? That is why I appreciate being in the underground, being able to bring you stuff like this, because these are the dudes that would normally, and females, who would normally be in a cypher, okay? So, as far as I'm concerned, you know, there will always be a spot for me in the underground, because I come from the digital underground broadcast wave anyway, and I give no fucks, and that's what's so great about my show, I think, anyway. Well, that's what people tell me. They're like, this bitch has no filter. You gotta hear this. One time I did a whole show about masturbation. I'm gonna talk a little bit about that today too. But by the way, I want to do my big shout outs right when I come back. So I'm still your girl, the Guru Warrior. Hang in there. Peace. I'll be right back with Scream Outs. What's up, boys and girls? Welcome back. I am your girl, the Guru Warrior. Why? Because 7. See, you know, you guys watch the commercials with Jimmy John's and they say because sandwich. No, they didn't come up with that shit. Me and Mr. G came up with that to answer some of our youngest, very curious child's questions. I mean, between the age of 10 and like 14, the child would take apart every single remote control we had in the house. She took apart the computer. We bought her a little kid computer. She took that shit apart. Every little toy that we bought her, she took apart. She took apart toy trucks, toy airplanes, all kinds of stuff. We were like, fuck it, we're just going to give her a box full of paper for Christmas because we're tired of spending money on electronics that she's just going to take apart. You know, put them back together and cause fires, you know? And then she started doing scientific experiments. For instance, she stayed awake one time for 3 days to see. Now, thankfully, it was summertime and there was no school, so it was okay. We just had to, you know, stay awake in shifts to watch her so she doesn't, you know, do anything dangerous like start cooking ramen or crazy shit like that. So me and Mr. G would stay awake, and her brother would stay awake to make sure that she was safe. Okay. By the third day, she was freaking out of her mind. So I was like, okay. She started asking questions. Mommy, why this? Mommy, why that? Why this? Why that? Why this? And, you know, I didn't want to be like my parents and say, because I told you so. You know, I wanted her to use her imagination. So we said, because 7. And she's like, well, what does that mean? I said, well, you figure it out. Use your imagination. So she began to divide, multiply, subtract everything by 7. She turned 7 sideways. She started drawing the number 7. She started drawing pictures. I was like, holy shit, I've created a monster. And then one day, my genius child found me watching anime. And she's like, Mommy, what's that? I said, it's anime. Can I watch it? I was like, yeah, you can watch some of it. So I started looking for like child-friendly anime, because you have to be very careful, because anime, you know, some of the guys that draw this stuff, it's very sexually charged. It's got like big bouncy tits and underwear shots and effeminate dudes dressed in dresses, you know, which is no big deal. We see that every day in America, you know, but when you're a kid 12 years old, you're going to be asking why. And, you know, that's a little difficult to answer. Although I have answered crazy questions and watched my children turn like three different shades of purple, but I had to answer these questions. And, you know, there was one particular one that she was watching where a dude had a blanket tent and his arm was moving up and down, and I was like, oh shit, no, you can't watch this. She's like, why, Mommy? I like this, my favorite one. I was like, no. She's like, but angels and all this other. I was like, no. That's not for you. So I had to physically get on there and block it. And so she started watching at night. So I figured out how to turn off the stuff and put on all the child protection locks and shut her computer off at a certain time. And still, she figured out how to do it, right? And then she comes up to me one day and asks the final question. Mommy, if I teach myself how to speak Japanese, because I'm so tired of reading these subtitles, would you send me to school in Japan and get me a new computer? I said, okay. I didn't think she was serious. I really just did not think that she was serious. I mean, I knew my child had big potential. I mean, I sent her to a junior high school that was more like college than junior high school, you know? So I knew that she had the potential to just go off on her own and just learn whatever she wanted to. And she did. So she comes back to me maybe like 6 months later and goes, Mommy, I can speak Japanese. I'm like, yeah, bullshit. Okay. And so I called up my friend who's married to a Japanese woman. And he, you know, he'd been married to her for like 20 years. So he speaks fluent Japanese. And I said, okay, talk to my daughter. And they get to talk and they're having conversations, giggling and stuff like that. And he turns around and says to me, she speaks it better than I do. She understands and she has mastered the language. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm in the middle of the city. Where can I find a school for my child to go to that will teach her the rest of this shit? So, you know, things became intense. I was like, whoa, you know, so I started taking her to the thing that is very cool about my youngest daughter is she kind of looks like she's Asian with brown skin. So, you know, because we're mixed with Jamaican Chinese and stuff like that. So she kind of looks Asian. So she'll fit in fine. They're not going to call her Gaijin or anything like that, which means foreigner or outsider or anything. She went away when she was 17 to a very wealthy Japanese family. I mean, they sent us prime scotch. They sent her home with all kinds of beautiful kimonos and stuff like that. They bought her everything. They could not believe a little black child could speak Japanese so well. It's just that she could not write it. That was the biggest problem. So while she was there, she learned how to write it. Now, she was going to school in Japan while American children were washing their brains out in salt water and pool water. Well, you know, in Japan, they go to school year round. They have 2 weeks off and then they go to the next grade. So if you want to know why American children are, you know, a little bit behind, that is the reason why. You know, they go to extra school. Yeah, some kids don't get home until 9 o'clock, and then they get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then they go to school, then they go to extra school. And it's like, how do they have time to be children? They don't. However, they're very bright, they're very creative, and I am glad because now my daughter speaks 3 different Asian languages. She speaks Chinese, she speaks Japanese, she speaks Korean, she can write them, and she's going to college right now in Japan to get her master's to a college that I can't pronounce because 7, and she has a full scholarship, and she figured out how to do that shit herself. So sometimes you just gotta leave shit to their imagination. And like they always say when they're 2 years old, let me do it. Let them do it. Just give them a little push, that's all. And make sure that you are involved in everything that they do, because it makes it that much more memorable. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior. Now some music, and I'll come back with some show notes. Peace.
Yeah, give thanks now.
Whoa, yes, whoa, yes. Whoa, 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 yeah. Uh-oh. Man, no give thanks. Give the most time for climbing. Hey, Davis Records, hey. Give thanks in the morning. Rastafari, give thanks. Hey, Rastafari, give thanks in the morning. Rastafari, give thanks. Hey, hey. Them try to send me down, but it never worked. So just a step, yo, them off is murderer. Give thanks in the morning, Rastafari, give thanks. Eh, hey. Them sit down and a chat, them criticize us. Tell the wicked not over, that's a fit and find us. Them say a lot of things, but me know I mean them can't touch. Them want the up to man like them, think them a sign us. Aye, you never let me down in my way.
Try to set me up, but it never worked. Them
rise in the morning, Rastafari give thanks.
Spend some time in our prisons, come and catch a vibe. For a better or for worse, we were born to rise. Spent our life fighting battles, you can read it in our eyes. It ain't always right, but the heart never lies. I could draw a map, you couldn't navigate these minds. Monster and the villain, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Particle of our environment, game stateside. Spend some time in our prisons, come and catch a vibe.
Come and catch my vibe, you deal with something special. God picked me out the crowd, said I'm about to bless you. Path I chose for you. Yeah, it's gon' stress you, but while I'll take it all, tell them that I let you. Okay, here we go, running life's gauntlet. Nothing coming easy, just like they promised. Still don't give a fuck though, I'm just being honest. Got a lot of wounds, forgive me if I'm cautious. I ain't even tripping though, this is how it go. Living like a wrong, cause my game too cold. I've been hustling since 10 years old. I'm really out the mud and I represent hope. Every time I walk in, I command the room. Hustling motivates all I'm trying to do. Spend some time with you, I can motivate you. Have you feeling brand new, got you grinding like I do.
Spend some time in the prisons, come and catch a vibe. For a better or for worse, we were born to rise. Spent our life fighting battles, you can read it in our eyes. It ain't always right, but the heart never lies. I could draw a map, you couldn't navigate these minds. Monster and the villain, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Particle of our environment, gang stateside. Spend some time in the prisons, come and catch a vibe.
It's that code within, I don't murder, God be dying. Cutthroat soldado with the AK drum. Fight the war of the slum with the fiends of the gun. While my troops storm through, ain't nowhere to run. Beat slapping in my headphones, hitting right. I touch the mic and murder everything inside. Got Drew on my left, little villain on my right. Twisted Sin in C3, ready for the fight. No more Mr. Nice Guy, fucking with these wise guys. Keep up on the blind side, time to go night-night. I told him, now it's time for us to show him. Top notch off the flop, like a game of Texas Hold'em. Got props, rock the spot every time we show up. It don't stop around the clock, rock and soda. It's the homie Rasco in the soundproof. I'm like a 12 gauge, just shining like a douche douche.
Spend some time in the prisons, come and catch a vibe. For a better or for worse, we were born to rise. Spent our life fighting battles, you can read it in our eyes. It ain't always right, but the heart never lies. I could draw a map, you couldn't navigate these minds. Monster and the villain, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Particle of our environment, game stateside. Spend some time in the prisons, come and catch a vibe.
Literally making progress, I'm in the process. Folks be talking nonsense, I'ma keep it G regardless. I ain't trying to make it big, I'm just trying to be an artist. Talk shit and make yourself a target. Keep it with me and I'll be harmless. Switch up on me, you'll meet my darkest side. I'm really down the ride, I'll be heartless. Ever try to diss me, you must be mentally retarded. Ever speak about my name and I'll put y'all to shame. I'll just go off, I don't even have to aim. I'm a crazy villain that just can't maintain. I got say so, let them case blow. Like the sky up like a 4th of July show. Twisted Sin and C3, making big moves. It ain't even up for discussion. Motherfuckers really out here believing other fools off their assumptions. I just erupted, no more interruptions.
Spend some time in the prisons, come and catch a vibe. For a better or for worse, we were born to rise. Spent our life fighting battles, you can read it in our eyes. It ain't always right, but the heart never lies. I could draw a map, you couldn't navigate these minds. Monster and the villain, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Particle of our environment, game stateside. Spend some time in the prisons, come and catch a vibe. Spend some time in the prisons, come and catch a vibe. For a better or for worse, we were born to rise. Spent our life fighting battles, you can read it in our eyes. It ain't always right, but the heart never lies. I could draw a map, you couldn't navigate these minds. Monster and the villain, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Particle of our environment, game stateside. Spend some time in the prisons, come and catch a vibe.
That boy Foulmouth killed the drum.
Welcome back to the Guru Radio Show. It is now time for Scream Outs. No, shout outs, of course. Shout outs. Yo, first of all, that last artist was Jutsu, and I want to congratulate him on the show that he just did on Saturday. It was his first show representing New Mexico, or as he likes to call it, New Flexico. So congratulations, Jutsu. I knew you was going places. I mean, come on, you know, represent. So anyway, big scream outs to my underground people over at Libsyn Podcast. Now, they are another podcast platform, and I listen to a lot of their shows as well. So shout out to Libsyn, and thank you for letting me promote the snot out of myself. Strong Body, Strong Soul, Maria Humphreys, Awesome Sauce, Cannabis Conundrum, Yovi D, Tanika Drake, KMC, Red Sable, Cyber Shots. What's up, my dude? Professor Inspirado Projecto did some shit with Maria Humphreys. That was awesome. My Stuttering Life. Hey, dude, hope you're doing better. Gloria PT5, Positive Gaming, Positive Vibes, Good Vibes with Jason B. Welcome back, my dude. Grey Wolf Podcast, The Wilder Ride, which is like so much fun. And if I have not named you, I just haven't had enough paper because I've got so much more I want to talk about. And I just don't want to like bore the shit out of you so and make the podcast so long that you're like, ugh. All right, so the other night, right, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Well, okay, actually, I was on the floor. Okay, this is what happens when you have to take 4 different allergy pills, because if not, your throat is going to close and you'll die. So if you've been on, so for the past week, I've been on nasal medication, Benadryl, eye drops, Zyzyl, and I've even had to use an EpiPen. So that's 5, okay? And it makes me so fuzzy and so tired that I can't even utter one word, you know? So Mr. G is asking me, you know, what do you want to eat? And I'm there like, food? He's like, what's wrong with you? I said, allergies, yeah. And then I'm on all kinds of other medications, like season medication and stuff like that. So that stuff already makes me fuzzy. And I just could not talk. I broke out in hives at 2:00 in the morning. And shit just got real. And Mr. G was up all night, you know, rocking back and forth like, oh shit, is my wife gonna die? And, you know, half of it had to do with the fact that, you know, the seasons are changing. But the other half had to do with the fact that I have 2 Asian neighbors who like to cook a lot of fish. And I am very allergic to fish. Like, I can't even smell it. Right? And I was afraid to go to the hospital because, you know, cannabis. So, you know, so I said, well, fuck it, you know, I'll just deal with it by myself, and I'll just keep taking one every 2 hours, and I'll leave my throat open, and if I happen to go down, I go down, you know, and then my husband can call, and then I'll have to just explain to them the reason why I do cannabis. So anyway, see, I have lupus, okay, and like 5 other diseases. So everything that happens to me, it's like extra. My body is extra. Lupus to me is a bitch, and she's extra. She goes out of her way to confuse the shit out of my system. She kills everything that's good and everything that's bad. I used to say I can watch someone sneeze on the TV and get sick. When I get a cold, instead of, you know, the stuffy head fever, so you can rest medicine, I get pneumonia. It's a crazy life, and I've gotten quite used to it. My own father, who is now suffering from some of the same shit as me, like arthritis and stuff like that, he's like, you sound like a doctor. How do you know all this shit? I'm like, Dad, it's been almost 42 years now. He's like, oh, yeah. I said, it's like this, like having bamboo shoved underneath your fingernails every day. So excuse me if I am not always in the greatest of moods, which makes me a lot of fun, you know, not for Mr. G, because I'm a raving lunatic sometimes. It turns me into a manic raging bitch because the medicine does take a toll on me. And there will be times where I will sleep for 3 days straight, which also scares Mr. G and my dog, who will bark and bite me if she thinks that I'm going to have a seizure, or if I need to sit down, she'll start pushing me. She's very into what's going on. You know, she knows. In fact, she was just standing by the door because she heard me screaming. And she started barking like, let me in. What are you doing? Ladies and gentlemen, there is no cure to lupus, and it is hereditary. And unfortunately, I've passed it on to my oldest daughter. And it's very difficult to diagnose. Now, luckily, both of my parents, who are immigrants, they were very well educated enough to listen to their elders, who said, take the child to the doctor. Take them to as many doctors as you have to. We will pay for this shit. So in my 41 years, since I was like 8 years old, I have learned so many things. Basically, I can tell the doctors now what blood tests I need to take, what I actually need, what I think is wrong with me. Some of them listen, and then some of them like to say, well, I think that you need to talk to a psychologist. And I'm like, what? Do I look suicidal to you, motherfucker? I actually happen to have a degree in psychology, so why would I need to go talk to a psychologist? This is not a faking thing. You can actually see all of this shit in my blood. You're just mad because I'm smarter than you, because I decided that I actually know that Big Pharma is actually trying to keep me sick by giving me medications that give me such side effects. Like, if you watch commercials these days with any medication that they have, especially medication for people like me who have autoimmune disease, can cause cancer, can cause this, can cause death, can cause, you know, if it's an anti-diarrheal, it could cause diarrhea. You're like, what the fuck, man? What is going on? You can't take too much Tylenol because it will shut your liver down. So all of you people who love to take your Tylenol, don't take it all the time, because you will not have a liver. It will fuck your kidneys up and shut your liver down. Mm-hmm. I had a friend actually overdose on Tylenol because she was in so much pain from the lupus. Every day I feel like my skin is on fire. But this is normal. I deal with it. Why? Because cannabis. There you go. Oh, and luckily, it's legal in my state. And yes, I do have a prescription. It does not make you high. What they did was they like bleached it. Just, you know, so basically it's more CBD than cannabis, you know, which is fine. I just need to be calm, cool, and collective so I don't worry about all the shit that's bothering me. Plus, I've got you guys, which is like my greatest form of therapy ever, but you hardly ever hear me talk about it. Hardly, because I don't like to complain about it, because it's toxic to complain about it. So when you're out there getting your flu shot, just know that I can't get a flu shot, because I can die from that, because it's a live virus. And even if it wasn't a live virus, I could still catch the flu and die from the virus anyway. So it's like a double-edged sword. Even like the pneumonia vaccine. Doctors are like, why don't you want to take the pneumonia vaccine? I'm like, are you trying to kill me, you stupid bitch? You know, that's when I changed doctors. I've had doctors give me medication that interacted with each other, and I was smart enough before taking the medication to look it up to see if it had different interactions. This is why they say you should only stay with one pharmacist for the rest of your life. For those of you who are ill, please stick with one pharmacist and stay with one who is a local pharmacist, family owned, who takes the time to look at you in your face, not from over top of a counter where you have to stand on your tippy toes to talk to them. They are not gods. They are medicine givers. Okay? So for my listeners, I just want you to know I am not crazy. I have lupus. However, I do know karate. No. However, that was my explanation. There was, I may not know kung fu, but I do know crazy. I am crazy like a fox. That's the only kind of crazy I am. And doctors hate me for that because game recognizes game. And I understand the whole goal of the whole medical community. They don't want to cure you. They want to lull you into a false sense of security and make sure that your pockets are empty as they kill you with chemicals. So, some of the people with these diseases have taken their own lives. And I'm too stubborn for that. I refuse to give in to that woe is me shit. Anyway, now you know who I am. Now you know, and knowing is half the battle. I have lupus, antiphospholipid antibody syndrome, pericarditis, scleroderma, sarcoidosis, arthritis. I have seizures, asthma, and I'm allergic to 24 different medications, plus myself. Yep. And I cannot take aspirin, Tylenol, or Advil. So if you think you're having a bad day, take an Advil and think about me, who cannot even take an aspirin or an Advil for the pain. Thank you, Mr. President, for your anti-narcotic laws. Suffer? Nah. I just know that I'm alive. If I don't laugh or if I don't make fun of myself, I will. And if I don't meditate, I will crumble into a million pieces. This is why I love rap music, because it makes me create just that right amount of dopamine that I need to jump around inside my head and feel better about life. All right? So you have a great day. Stay blessed. I wish you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, unity. You are nothing without good health. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.